The Bakerton Volunteer Fire Company sat at the corner of Baker and Susquehanna, what used to be the busiest streets in town. Years ago, Keener's Diner had been located across the street, flanked by a bowling alley and a pool hall. Weekend evenings, after dances or football games, these places had been crowded with young people. On warm nights, the firemen set up folding chairs on the sidewalk and called to the girls walking in pairs or threes down Baker Avenue. In August came the Firemen's Festival, the town overrun by volunteer firemen from neighboring towns, drinking and gaming at the booths set up along Susquehanna. The festival closed with a parade and an open-air dance. Musicians crowded onto a platform outside the fire hall, shrieking saxophones, the silvery hiss of a cymbal. Since then, the bowling alley had been torn down, the pool hall converted into a Goodwill store. Keener's Diner had become the public library. All along Baker Street, the windows were dark. That night, a light snow was falling. Wind tugged at Ray's coat as he helped Evie out of the car. They went in through the side entrance. The first floor of the hall was for firemen only. Garage, equipment room, and in one corner a dark, smoky barroom known as the Fireman's Club. Once, years ago, Ray had gotten drunk there with his brother. After the mines shut down, Kenny had spent all his time at the hall, smoking and throwing darts while he was on duty, drinking himself unconscious when he was off. They lingered in the lobby, brushing snow from their shoulders. Evie stood before the glass case in the corner, examining the trophies inside, won in games, tug-of-war, battle of the barrel, at firemen's festivals across Saxon County. Hanging inside the case was a heavy wooden plaque carved with ornate letters, "Remember Our Fallen Heroes." The plaque was decorated with gold nameplates. "Did you see this?" Evie asked, pointing. Ray leaned close, his breath steaming the glass. His brother's name was at the bottom, Ken Wojcik. No other fireman had died since. "Come on," he said, taking her hand. "Let's go upstairs." They climbed the steps to the social floor. The room was decorated all in white. Crepe paper streamers, Kleenex flowers, cardboard cutouts in the shape of wedding bells. A polka band was setting up in a corner. The drummer was a cousin of Pop's. On the back wall, a hand-lettered sign, "Congratulations, Florka and Paul." "Go sit down," Ray told Evie. "I'll join you in a minute." A card table had been set up near the door. Fran stood behind it, filling out name tags with a magic marker. Ray studied her a moment, stout, broad-bosomed, dark hair hanging in a braid down her back. "Hey there," he said, approaching the table. She looked up and broke into a smile. "J.R.,"